MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 24, 2025. The weather is the hot topic in the news today, and a Revere teenager was arrested following a hit-and-run crash injuring a state trooper. Sunny, mid to upper 90s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:51 a.m. and 11:02 p.m. The National Weather Service is predicting dangerously hot conditions today, with heat index values up to 110 degrees expected. Portions of northern Connecticut, central, eastern, northeastern, southeastern, and western Massachusetts, and northern and southern Rhode Island will be affected. The heat warning is in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. Under mostly sunny skies, North Shore temps will approach near 100 away from the water. WFXT-TV is reporting a teenager arrested in connection with a hit-and-run crash at Revere Beach that left a state police lieutenant critically injured on Monday is expected to face a charge on Tuesday. 18-year-old Akram El-Mukhtari of Revere is slated to be arraigned in Chelsea District Court on charges including assault and battery with a motorcycle and receiving stolen property, according to the Suffolk District Attorney's Office. Emergency crews responding to a report of a crash on Revere Beach Boulevard in front of the Revere Barracks shortly before 5 p.m. found a trooper who had been struck by a motorcycle and thrown about 45 feet, according to state police. Stephen Hagen writes in today's Gloucester Times, reports of a toxic algal bloom at Chebacco Lake in Essex have curtailed activities at a summer camp held at the lake. Essex officials notified residents and users of the lake to exercise caution because of the harmful algal bloom, also known as cyanobacteria, after receiving reports from residents who live along the lake. We have also observed cyanobacteria in Chebacco Lake at Centennial Grove, and we have consulted with our colleagues at the Department of Public Health who agree that it does not appear to be at a level of concern, according to Board of Health Administrator Aaron Kirchner. Swimming is not prohibited at this time, and we will continue to monitor things over the next couple of days. According to Kirchner, cyanobacteria has been observed in Hamilton near the town boat ramp. She said independent testing has revealed the level is below the limit requiring an advisory. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Salem's finance director, Anna Friedman, is the guest on Mayor Dominic Pangelo's most recent Compass podcast. She explains what she does and who she is.
So in general, a finance director supervises the activities of the financial departments of the city. So here in Salem, those are auditing, assessing, treasury, collector's office, and the purchasing departments. We coordinate the annual budget process for submitting the mayor's proposed budget to city council. We ensure that the annual budget is in balance. We cannot have a deficit unlike the federal government. We ensure that the city is compliant with financial best practices, laws, regulations, and we conduct financial forecasting for revenues and spending for both the operational and capital needs of the city. And we also work in concert with the mayor and other department heads to review and analyze revenues and expenditures with an aim of providing efficient and forward-thinking delivery of services. So in general, how did I end up getting into this line of work? I developed an interest in public finance while in graduate school for my Master of Public Administration. I've always cared deeply about public policy and love trying to solve difficult problems. However, you can have the best idea in the world for solving an issue, but almost everything requires resources. And if you don't understand how to identify and direct those resources, you won't get very far. I had a fantastic professor who spoke about how a budget is a set of priorities and that you can tell a community or an organization's values by looking at how they spend their money. So I decided that to make the greatest impact in a career in public service, I really should dive into public finance. public resources are finite, I think, as everyone knows very well. Being in a role that helps connect those puzzle pieces together to land on a solution that effectively and efficiently utilizes those finite resources to make an improvement or an investment in the community is really fulfilling.
That's Salem's finance director, Anna Friedman. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. The passenger of a plane that crashed outside Beverly Regional Airport Thursday morning has died, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. The man was the only occupant in addition to the pilot in the single-engine piston plane that crashed onto Sam Fazzo Drive after the aircraft failed to gain altitude after taking off from Beverly Airport around 8:45 a.m. on Thursday. The pilot, 30-year-old Jeffrey Andrews of Melrose, was pronounced dead at the scene. He was a certified pilot and an MIT scientist who was soon to become a new father. AutumnLive.com is reporting that Nahant Fire Lieutenant Frank Papalardo III was ordered to be held without bail following the dangerousness hearing early Monday at Essex County Superior Court in Salem, according to Massachusetts court records. AutumnLive.com is reporting that Nahant Fire Lieutenant Frank Papalardo III was ordered to be held without bail following the dangerousness hearing early Monday at Essex Superior Court in Salem. Papalardo was previously arraigned on 4 counts of rape, 2 counts of assault and battery, causing serious bodily injury, 1 count of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and 1 count of witness intimidation. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Agganis All-Star Basketball Games were held last night. In the boys' game, the South pulled off a 94-77 win over the North. Denzel Guillen of Lynn English led the way with 28 points. In the girls' game, the North earned a 54-48 win over the South. Amara Flores of Lynn English hit 2 key free throws near the end of the game to seal the win for the North. There are no scheduled Agganis events tonight, but tomorrow in the evening, the Agganis All-Star Football game will kick off at 6 p.m. at Lynn's Manning Field. The Red Sox lost 9-5 to the Angels last night in California. 2 teams play again tonight. On behalf of our director and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.